Ever since the era of big money, highly partisan Supreme Court races began in Wisconsin about 6 years ago, Republican-backed candidates have mostly had their way. Justice Annette Ziegler won an open seat in 2007. Justice Michael Gableman flipped the court by defeating an incumbent justice in 2008. Justice David Prosser narrowly won a referendum-style election in 2011. And Justice Patience Rogensack won this year's race in a landslide. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee political science professor Mordecai Lee says it shows Republicans are very good at low turnout spring elections. He says Democrats are not.
They seem surprised that, after all, they can win high turnout races like U.S. Senate and president, but they're almost consistently losing low turnout races.
Rogensack won all but 8 counties and even won the Democratic stronghold of Milwaukee County. Justice Ziegler followed nearly the same path to victory 6 years ago. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe says Republican-backed candidates and groups have generally outspent their rivals.
It seems like the Republicans have made a really concerted effort to control courts and to make sure that they make a Herculean effort to tilt the scales in their favor.
The exception to the rule was Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson, who has served on the court since 1976. The Democratic-favored candidate won her 2009 race by a 20-point margin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.